Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Weekly Report dated March 26th, 2021. Today, we look at gold prices. I'm Phil Adler. I'm speaking with Confluence Investment Management Chief Market Strategist Bill O'Grady. Bill, gold prices have been drifting lower recently. Review the last 6 months for us.
Well, gold prices peaked just over $2,060 per ounce in early August, which coincided with the low in the 10-year T-note yield. As yields have increased, gold prices have steadily declined to around $1,675.
Now, your long-term outlook for gold remains around $2,300 an ounce, right?
That is correct.
You've done this before in a previous discussion, Bill, but review for us the factors which you use to calculate fair value for gold prices.
Well, I use a number of different models, but the long-term models forecast key variables or central bank balance sheets, which measure long-term liquidity. We also include real two-year treasury yields and the euro's exchange rate.
So what's happened to hold gold prices in check?
Well, there have been a series of factors that have adversely affected gold prices. Rising treasury yields, a lack of investor interest, and a decline in global bonds with a negative interest rate have all played a role.
Why do rising treasury yields act as a damper on gold prices?
Well, gold is an asset that has no yield. So rising interest rates act as a negative factor. However, most of the time, it is short-term interest rates, not long-term ones, that have the most impact.
The Federal Reserve at its most recent meeting was pretty dovish in its outlook. Chairman Powell said there's no reason to push back against the recent surge in Treasury yields. And also, of course, he said to expect no interest rate hikes until 2024. And in the hours after the meeting, Treasury yields rose and gold prices declined. Does the Fed outlook, in effect, keep a lid on gold prices, at least for the near term?
It kind of does. Although it's hard to tell precisely, a case can be made that the bond market is engaging in a game of chicken with the Fed. The markets are trying to figure out if the Fed will engage in yield curve control, which is the fixing of long-dated Treasury rates. Now, the Fed loathes to take that step because once they move in that direction, they have effectively ceded their independence. But if bond traders continue to push rates higher, it will eventually tighten credit conditions and lead to financial system problems. Now, the Fed doesn't want that to occur, but probably won't move to fix long-dated interest rates preemptively. That means that gold will probably languish until this condition is resolved.
The Confluence outlook is for the yield on the 10-year Treasury note to stall out at around 2%. Are you still expecting some sort of Fed action to halt the rise in long-term Treasury rates when we reach that 2% threshold?
Well, the Fed will only act if there's a financial accident, or another word for it would be panic. And it's certainly possible that yields could exceed our expectations, but the higher the yields go, the greater the negative impact on the economy. Another point is that the higher the yields go, the more attractive those yields become to investors, and so we may start to see some natural buying occur.
If the yield holds at around 2%, would gold prices benefit, or would it take an actual decrease in the yield to buoy gold prices?
Well, it probably would take a decrease in yield, although other factors could support gold too. Dollar weakness, for example, would be supportive for gold prices.
Bill, in light of the fact that gold ETFs recently set a record for the longest decline ever measured by successive market sessions, are you urging patience for investors holding gold, or do you think a short-term adjustment might be in order?
Well, we've already made an adjustment. We have been reducing our exposure to gold in our portfolios, adding industrial metals like silver, and also a broad-based commodity position. As the model to long-term factor shows, when the turn does occur, the rise in price could be substantial, so it probably isn't prudent to be overly bearish here.
What about those other commodities? Are the prices of other commodities less tied to Treasury yields?
Yeah, they are to some extent. They have their own natural supply and demand balances. Gold is more like a store of value, whereas commodities are more sensitive to the dollar and global growth. Thus, a global economic expansion tends to be more bullish for commodities than gold.
Finally, Bill, as we close, review for us where gold is positioned in Confluent's portfolios.
Well, we have it across all of our asset allocation portfolios. The allocations range from 7% to 11% of the portfolios. We also operate a hard asset portfolio. It's around 35% of that portfolio.
Thank you, Bill. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We wish to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Abner.